Okay, thank you very much, and a good day to you all, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening, or even the middle of the night, it's still day. As I said in the note that I sent out, I'm going to start doing this. Do we have Evan, by the way?
You sure
yes.
do. But,
yes, we do. Okay.
You're doing quite fine.
Okay, thanks. I just all of a sudden I didn't see your name and I wanted to make sure you were here. Basically going to start following the new procedures that were voted in by the GNSO, and though I know this is both a GNSO and ALAC joint group, we're operating under the charter that specified that as these rules became available, they would be part of our charter. So, and I'm going to try and do it as quickly and painlessly as possible. So as opposed to asking Gisela to read out who's in attendance, I'll read out the names. Basically, I'm asking all of you up front, as I read your name, please just, you know, say whether your SOI or DOI is up to date. If you feel it isn't and you've either just updated it or will be updating it in the future, please just give a few brief words as to what the update will be. Now, one question has been left pending in my reading of the ruling that came out and the words that were put out. It says all participants will be asked this. Now, when I got to all participants and I started to think of staff as participants, I got a very curious question as to whether such statements apply to them. At the moment, they've never filed an SOI, have never been asked to. So I'm deferring that to the policy groups that I asked the question of, and I won't be asking staff at this point. I'll just read their names as has been normally done. But that is a pending question. But certainly for the volunteer participants, this is the procedure that I want to try and follow, and hopefully we can do it every meeting, and hopefully it can go quicker because it won't need this initial spiel. So, as I say, as I read your name, please confirm whether your SOI is up to date, and if you feel it isn't, please give us a brief update. And I'm going to read through the names as I have them on the meeting view I've been given of who's on the call. So, Rafiq Damak, are you here? Are you mute? And is your SOI up to date?
Yes, no updating the SOI. I don't have the DOI.
Okay, thank you very much. I see that Boudouin is on at the moment. Boudouin Chambé?
Yes, I'm online, yes.
And is your SOI up to date?
Yes, I'm up to date. I feel well, yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Carlos Aguirre?
Yes. Okay.
Yes means you are up to date, correct? Okay. Alex Kakuru, is your SOI up to date?
My SOI is up to date.
Yes, I can
have no declaration of interest and no reason to change in the foreseeable future.
Okay, thank you very much. Tijani Benjamin.
Up to date.
Thank you very much. I'm next, Avidoria. Mine is up to date and is posted. Michele Nelo.
Yes.
Thank you. Sebastian Bachelet. Oh, I see he was disconnected for some reason. Alan Greenberg.
I am back.
Oh, you are back.
I was disconnected.
SOI up to date?
Yeah, it's up to date. I just want to say you have a long conversation on the mail that it's something strange for me that a working group set up by the GNSO by themselves decide the rules for everybody. And I would like very much that this rule was agreed upon by all the SO and AC before to be implemented to any participant. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll comment on that after I get to the end of the list. Thank you. Alan Greenberg.
Current.
Okay, thank you. Elaine Pruis.
Yes, my SOI is up to date.
Thank you. Evan Leibovich.
No changes.
Okay, thank you. And Andrew Mack.
Yep, up to date.
Okay, thank you. And Sebastian, just to indicate there were participants of ALAC and the GNSO in the groups that did determine these rules, and, as I say, in the charter that was approved by both the GNSO and the ALAC, they do call out these rules. So, yes, it would be really good to have that final step where the ALAC also endorses the specific rules, but I feel that it certainly is not the case that the GNSO has single-handedly foisted something upon the whole group that everyone, A, wasn't involved in, and, B, which the mutually agreed charter did not call out. But as I say, you know, in any of these cases, that's part of the reason we have liaisons, and if you do feel that this is inappropriate, then perhaps that's an issue that needs to be discussed with the liaison and with the ALAC to make any redress that would be necessary. So, you know, definitely do that if in any way this feels inappropriate.
And by the way, Avery, and this is Evan, Sebastian, just so you know, I was also consulted before this was brought in. Avery had spoken to me as co-chair and made sure that I was okay with this. We certainly have a situation different in GNSO than we have in at-large. In GNSO, you have people that, by definition, have financial interests in some of the things going on. ALAC does not, by and large, have that situation. And so the ideas of statements of interest of people making sure that their interests are declared and known in advance seemed to me a good idea at the time. So I will also take some of the responsibility for having brought this, or at least going along with the original proposal.
Thank you, Evan. One thing I'd like to add is that, yes, it's always the case in the GNSO that, for the most part, there's financial interest. Of course, there's the non-commercial, where if you read the rules, there can be other interests other than just financial. And in an issue like new GTLDs and support for new GTLD applicants, of course, we can have applicants, members of applicant groups, and consultants to applicants in ALAC as well as GNSO. So especially in a group like this, we could have interest from other than just the normal financial players that we have in GNSO. If there are any other comments...
Okay, I have a lot of interest for this new GTLD, but not for money purposes. Thank you very much.
Okay,
Sebastian.
Thank you. Right, I wasn't making a specific pointed comment, just trying to sort of open up the issue. For example, it would be possible that someone working in this group would be planning to apply for those funds. If someone were working in a group and planning to apply for their funds, there's nothing wrong with that, but they should have announced that fact in their SOI so that their comments in relation to their future intentions would already be known when we were speaking. And that's sort of that. And I see Michaela is strongly disagreeing with my interpretation. I apologize. As I say, please feel free to, you know, discuss this with the liaisons and the chartering organizations. If I've got it wrong, then certainly we should fix it. Okay. Yes, Michaela.
The thing is, Avery, I raised this with you on the mailing list, and instead of even suggesting for an instant that you might possibly have got it wrong, you basically mandated that your interpretation was the only possible interpretation. Now, I will raise this with our liaison, but I mean, what you're saying now is the exact opposite of what you said in the discussion we had on the mailing list. Now, I have absolutely zero issue with making sure that people declare what their interests are. I will always declare my interests and always will keep mine up to date. However, I think that making us jump through hoops at the beginning of each and every meeting is a massive waste of my time and other participants' time. Thank you.
Thank you. And I apologize if my note read as if that was the only interpretation. I was giving my interpretation. As long as we don't have this encapsulating conversation, I do believe still, and I may be wrong, there may be other interpretations, that it won't take this much time. It'll take as long as it takes to read the names. But thank you. Please do carry forward the conversation. Anyone else before we leave this topic? Okay, thank you. So now to review the agenda. What I had on the agenda is I wanted to have a brief discussion on some of the thoughts and discussions that are going on the document structure for delivery. And then I wanted to begin a walkthrough. I'm recommending beginning a walkthrough of the recommendation to see where changes need to be made based on the comments reviewed. Part of the goal is to identify those issues where we may be approaching a consensus and those where we still need to find a resolution path. Now, I don't expect us to get all the way through that, but were we to get all the way through that, then the next thing would be a second reading of the comments. Now, one of the reasons why we probably shouldn't get there is Carla has been working on taking the comment analysis and basically then producing a summary of our conversations and then taking a estimated view of what, you know, resolution was being approached, which then once she's got that, we need to do a walkthrough as a group to make sure that, A, the discussion is as the members of this group think it should be, and complete, and then, B, look at the options for resolution. If there is one, determine to what degree there's consensus on that. If there are several possibilities, then to discuss further and see where we get to. So she's still working on that, though it's very, very close. But we have the... Yes? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So if that agenda is okay with people, I'll move to discussing the document structure. Okay, seeing no objection. On the document structure, and this has largely been going back and forth between Carla and I. Evan was part of the discussion at the beginning, but as we started editing the document over the last 2-3 days, I noticed that Evan had dropped off the discussion. I apologize, Evan. So, of course, if we got it wrong, please shout.
I didn't drop off consciously. It's just some real life got in the way.
No. And then when you weren't responding, at one point I noticed just this morning that the mail started to be Carla and I. And so I just wanted to make sure that you necessarily see the last steps.
Okay.
What we discussed doing was dividing our output documents into two. One is fairly brief, easy to read, easy to handle, 20, 25 pages, what have you, which is basically it's the final report. It's the one that's on your screen now. It's table of contents. It'll include an executive summary. As I say, we'll walk through of this later. It includes the executive summary, the objectives and background on the group that you see in all of these reports. It has our working group recommendations. At the moment, the head titles are fee considerations, who should get support, what types of support should be available. Maybe we break that up into two sections. I don't know. It's something we can discuss as we go forward. Other recommendations, and at the moment we have additional questions and possible responses. We should probably resolve those into something concrete. Then there's the section that I started to flesh out, but we haven't gotten very far with in terms of next steps. Then, basically, it has three annexes in this document. There's our charter. There's the board, and I guess it's the board resolution that created this group. And then there's a list of the addenda to be found in a companion document. Now, if we can quickly go to the back of this that addenda. That addenda. So this was basically... The first document is, as I say, fairly, this is what the recommendations are, and here's the background of the group. The the other document, the companion document, would be a much longer document. It would have the, you know, the general, the listed affiliation of all the working group members, as these documents generally do. It'll have a discussion of the participation levels. There'll be a comment summary, including the working group discussion and resolution. That's the document that I mentioned that Carla is currently not. Okay, I guess I misspelled members. I'll fix that. Thank you. Carla is, that's how I worked on it. If it's full of misspellings, you know it was me. If the grammar's bad, it was probably me. So it'll include the comment summary, including working group discussion and resolution document that I mentioned that Carla's working on, that I hope we do a walkthrough of at the next meeting and the meeting after. A compendium, then, of all comments received, including, and this is including inter alia, if I forgot something, please make sure that we remember it. I'm sure Carla will remember things. But the Brussels face-to-face session transcript, the full comment list, the African Afrolo statement, I left the dot there to indicate that I'm sure I forgot something, you know, and those belong in there.
Aubrey Tijani's got his hand up.
Oh, okay, sorry, Tijani.
Okay, thank you. I propose to split Annex C into four annexes. I think that it's better to put each document in a single and in a separate annex, so
okay,
that it will be very clear. So
okay,
I propose Annex C will be working group members, SOI, and attendance.
Okay, sorry,
annex
I interrupt you a second. I think I didn't make myself clear. Annex C here is just this list of documents, which is the list of documents that are found in a companion document. In that companion document, there will be Addendum 1, list and affiliation of working group members. Addendum 2, participation of working group members. Addendum 3, comment summary.
I understand.
These will be a separate separate section of another document.
I do understand, but an annex is a separate document annexed to the report. So
yeah,
I prefer that.
This is just a list.
Pardon?
This is
a
list.
No, I don't want it to be listed. I want it to be annexes with the documents.
I don't understand.
Because an annex is a document which is annexed to the report. And that is the annex.
You want there to be 12 different documents?
Pardon?
You want there to be 12 different documents?
I want them to be annexed to the document.
I don't know.
I want the public comments to be a document annexed to the document.
You mean you want it to actually be physically attached?
Attached,
in the same file?
Yeah, and it is part of the report. The report is the core report plus the annexes.
Right, but we're dividing this. What I'm suggesting, dividing this into two documents, one of which is the essential core recommendations, and one of which is all of the addenda, all of the annexes.
That
annex document is a separate document.
That's what I disagree. I want it to
be one big document.
Yes.
Of hundreds of pages.
Please. Yes.
It's Alan. Can I ask a question? Are we talking about the physical form with two different file names? But if you ever distributed them on paper, you'd always print both?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Everybody would necessarily need to.
I'm trying to understand. Okay, you're saying the first one could stand alone.
Right, and it would include.
Tijani is saying he does not agree to that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
We're not arguing over the term annex versus attachment or something like that.
Right. No, we're arguing over whether we have one 25-page document and one 200-page document, or whether we have one 225-page document. And we're not really arguing. I've just made a proposal, and we've had one person disagree with it. So as we move forward, we can continue to discuss it. We'll certainly work on building them in two pieces. If we get to the end and Tijani's opinion is the prevalent opinion of the group, then we can make it just one document.
To Jenny, this is Evan. Would you be okay with the idea of the first document providing a web link and making the second document available on that web link?
You can do it like this, but in all the reports I have seen in my life, you have the report and all the annexes in the same document. It's a whole document.
Right. I guess I have a different experience. In fact, I know the new GTLD recommendations that we're responding to were indeed done this way, where there was the first document that had the recommendations, and then the second document, the Part B, that had all the rest of the commentary and reports and everything else in it. So it's two different experiences. As I say, I'm just making this recommendation, but if the group feels that it needs to be, you know, one big document, then certainly we can make it one big document. Yes, Elaine.
Yes, I understand the idea of keeping the document short so you're not overwhelmed with all sorts of information that if you really wanted, you could go find somewhere else. But, Johnny, could you please explain why you would like it all in one document? Could I hear the positives and negatives of each concept?
For me, the report will be the core report plus the annexes. And in any case, you will have perhaps a huge document, but it will not be a huge book. It will be a huge document, and you can select the report only, or you can select only annex D or annex F. It's not if you want, you will not handle a book of 300 pages.
Okay. So, Tijani, if I understand, so you're suggesting perhaps it be structured in the same way that the draft applicant guidebook be structured, although that may be overkill for just one working group, in that you can print out the whole thing or you have the option of printing out the separate pieces.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly that. But I want to say that it is not a very important point. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. If the majority want it to be two documents, it's not a problem.
Okay, thank you. Alan, your hand is up.
Yeah, I was going to make a quick comment and then suggest how do we proceed. My preference is, in fact, to go with what Avery's suggesting, because faced with a 250-page document, most people will choose to ignore it rather than to try to figure out which part to print or look at, which is a subset. So I favor the short one, but I suggest we continue this on the mailing
right.
list, not
yeah.
not using
okay.
meeting
and
time
I have,
on it.
I see agreement from Andrew. I don't know whether he's agreeing with what Alan said in substance or continuing another time. I just wanted to go through this. We can certainly come back to this later and discuss it on the list.
Avery, yes. It's only to say that this report is not for the public to visit it. It is for the board to consider. It's a recommendation from this group to the board. So the board will know very well how to get only the report or how to get the annexes. Only a comment. But I am well with any solution. Huh?
Okay, thank you. And,
okay.
You know, yep, okay, great. Thanks. So anyhow, that's where we're at the moment. And we'll revisit the structure stuff once we finish putting on all the words. Yes, Alan, is that a new hand up?
I was just going to comment on to Jenny's comment because I think it's important and one hears it all, the similar things all the time. The board is faced with so many documents and large documents that one cannot assume the board is going to try to take extra pains to figure out which parts to read. They'll either read the summary that staff provides, or if they're eager, they'll go farther. I think we need to make it as easy as possible. That's it.
Thank you, Alan, for your comment. You put something I was thinking of saying far more diplomatically than what was about to come out of my mouth. So.
That's a rare time.
I appreciate that very much. Okay, so now, yes, Andrew.
Last question. Yeah, I agree. I think that they're going to get a lot, and especially since this is new, brevity may get us a better hearing. Do we have in our minds the idea of putting together like a two-page executive summary?
Okay, that comes to the next part of the discussion, which is the walkthrough of the document.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see that we have something that's mentioned as an executive summary. Is because that's what they're likely to read first.
Right. So, yeah, okay. In terms of in that, we do have an executive summary. It hasn't really been touched much since the snapshot. I tend to think that executive summaries are things we come back to once we have written the rest of the document. I think it's very good to have an executive summary. I think we should have a very careful executive summary. The one thing I changed from the snapshot on this one was, basically starting to move away from the Work Team 1, Work Team 2 motif that we had in the snapshot more to this is the working group output, because now we're discussing the issues and coming to resolution on our recommendations as a working group on the whole, as opposed to the working teams just going off and working alone, though, of course, there may still be some, smaller collaborations to get bits of wording done. By the way, I've got a new microphone today. People are hearing me okay?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. It just came in the mail yesterday. I'm trying it out for the first time today. I wanted to make sure I was being heard.
Incredible.
And by the way, excuse me all, I can't, I'm not online, I've had internet outage. This is Alex, of course, so excuse me, but I'm following from the conversation.
Okay. I did send, but of course, if you don't have internet, I did send out the document last night, so if you had pulled it down, but if you don't have internet, I don't think I have any way to get it to you, but okay, thanks.
Don't worry about it. I'll get it. I can just carry on. I just wanted to alert you so that you don't see me participating, but just know I'm listening.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I don't think there's much to discuss about the executive summary at the moment. I think we should come back to the executive summary once, we have finished the recommendations. But basically it'll include a background section, recommended that it include then a brief, one-liners or what have you of our recommendations. Those will be challenging to word in such a way that we have consensus on the expression of our executive summary, and taking into account the balance between the recommendations and their level of consensus, but there certainly should be consensus on the way we state them, even if we didn't have full consensus on the way, on the decisions we made. And then the conclusions and next step recommendations that we make. And so that's been left empty. I've gotten into putting watermarks on drafts that say they are drafts just so no one gets confused and thinks it's a final product, because we've had certain issues in other groups with, is this a final product, is it a draft, is it a whatever. Okay. Any issues on the executive summary part at this point? Any extra sections that it would need that weren't included at this point? Okay. And while I put together the first version of this, I believe that after this, assuming she's willing to take it, Carla will, hold the pen and do the updating between meetings. Is that a correct assumption, Carla?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Just in trying to get everything done in the 2-3 days, I sort of fell into a staff-type position that I occupy in other organizations. Objectives, and so then we get the objectives and background. So at the moment, this is still very similar to what it was in the snapshot, and talking about the board's resolution, then describing our process. I started fluffing that out a bit to talk about, added a second paragraph about after receiving comments from the community comment period, the working group resumed its work. While separate teams would occasionally work on specific text recommendations, the working group worked as a whole on discussing and resolving the comments and on making any changes to the recommendations. And then I'm speaking for the future, but also work was done to expand explanations on some of the recommendations that had not been sufficiently explained. And that's something that we've already discussed the need of in a couple places. that will probably need to be expanded a little bit more in terms of the process that we go through over the next couple weeks to finish the document. Then there's the discussion of the issue background, which we have not written yet and need to be written. And I retitled these. These had been Work Team 1 fee considerations and Work Team 2, who should get support and what types of support. Now, this is one place where I have a question that I sort of quickly glanced over when I was going through the document structure is, as I read them, whilst Working Team 2 did both, who should get support and what types of support should be available seem to me structurally two different questions. And perhaps sectionally in the document they need to be divided, but I wanted to basically throw that question to the group and see where we are on it. And I see Andrew's hand up.
Sure. Avery, I think we handled them in different in our initial documentation and the stuff that we did in Brussels, we handled them in different bullet points or in different paragraphs. I don't see any problem with breaking that out into smaller bits.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I had seen that, and that's where I started to get the notion that they should be divided out. Okay, so that's one change. Anyone object to separating those two in the next view of the document? I see Elaine has her hand up.
Yeah, I'm just, maybe it's my unfamiliarity with documents like this, but what does issues background mean? How is that different than a summary of our work?
In one case, as I understand it, and this was the original outline created by Olaf, one is basically stating what the problem is. So, in other words, there is a problem in terms of the fee. It is too high. It is difficult for people who are operating in a different currency at different per capita income levels. Some statement of what the problem is. Some statement of in deciding who should get support. There's a big wide world, but there's only limited support. It therefore needs to be, there need to be criteria. So a lot of the background discussion we've had in terms of what the problem is and differentiating that slightly from what the solutions are is my view of how these sections differ.
Okay, thank you.
Problem statement. Okay. Any other issues on this section? Okay, and obviously, we'll need to discuss and come to consensus on those expressions of what the problem is because, that's material to the solution.
Avery?
Yes.
This is Andrew. The quick question. We really haven't discussed that issue very much at all. We just kind of launched into it. Is that something that we will want to discuss at any point in time, and is this an appropriate time for us to do that?
Well, I have two answers to that. I think in one sense we have discussed it constantly in terms of people's saying, well, the reason we're doing this is, the reason we're doing that is. And so you're right, we didn't do it as a specific let's set down our problem statement. What we did do is we talked about the problem constantly and what problem we were trying to solve.
I understand. I guess what I'm wondering is that since this is all stuff we need to get banged out anyway, and we've only got 25 minutes left, is this a time when we should, we're going to have to put it down at some point.
Right.
Does it make sense for us just to do it, to run, see if we can run through it quickly now?
We could, although what I would recommend, and I was about to say, is it might be good if we could find volunteers to put a quick draft together of what we have said and understood over the last period and actually have some words that people could start with from. Blue sky, empty page, drafting in a group can be challenging. Elaine?
I was just going to volunteer to write the problem for fee considerations and put it on the mailing list for comments.
Fantastic. Thanks. Can I get a volunteer for who should get support problem statement?
I guess I'll do it.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. And the what types of support should be available statement? Is there a volunteer to take a first crack at that on the mailing list?
I can try that one. We've been handling both of those together. I'm happy to try and do a little bit of each.
Okay, great. And I think that whether it's at the Thursday meeting, which, by the way, I will probably miss because I'm traveling and taking 4 days vacation, but whether we do it at that one or at the next meeting, you know, then we can start to talk about how to change it. And hopefully people can discuss the text on the list.
Two quick questions, if I can, Aubrey, to give us, Elaine and myself, some guidance. Number one is, how long do the problem statements need to be? And the second question is I want to make sure that we distinguish this from our recommendation. Give us your best exact explanation of what that needs to cover.
Okay, I see Tijani's hand up, so I'll let Tijani go before I try to give my answers. But
yes,
Tijani.
Thank you. I wanted to say that I really want that any substantive production be sent on the list, not put on the wiki page, because you put it with a name that perhaps I will not recognize, and I will not know that it is the document that I want. But if you send an email, I will read it for sure.
Okay, certainly. I think people sending these fragments of text in email is good, and then either Carla or I or someone can cut them into documents, can move them to the wiki, whatever. By the way, I want to check something. I dislike sending documents through the email just simply because it makes bandwidth bigger and people lose them anyway. So I tend to just put documents up on the wiki and send people the URLs for them. Is that an objectionable procedure to you?
No.
One alternate is doing something like a Google document that allows for easy collaboration.
Right, and I think that's great, except I think at this point, getting this group trained to doing that may be challenging. I think earlier in the process it might have worked, but certainly people are willing to do that. You have to send out invitations to everybody, which means you have to have everybody's email address. If you can't, if I understand Google Docs correctly, send it to a group. Right, and Elaine just said, please don't change the working methods at this point.
Okay.
So please send these paragraphs on the list. Okay, so you answer my question, how long do they need to be? I would say as long as they need to be to express the problem. I can see them being multiple paragraphs. I can't see them being longer than multiple pages. I don't know that the group should put a paragraph or page limit on them at this point. In terms of the division between what is a problem statement and what is a solution, that's always a tricky, fuzzy, gray area for people. And I think it's one of the things that will come out in the discussion, where being very careful in stating the problem in sort of a neutral way. There is a problem with payment. There is a problem with finance. There is an issue of scoping the list of people accurately because there's only so much, ability to give assistance. And I'm just throwing out examples, not saying these should be there, but staying away from the and therefores and so and such, and just basically stating what the problem is that people were trying to solve in this solution and what are some of the aspects of the sub-problem. And as the problem is, we want to give support to the right people. A subtext problem was, and we want to make sure it's not gamed, or whatever word we want to use instead of games, since that's a very disturbing word for some people. But, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know if that gives enough. Did I answer your question, Andrew?
I'm not sure, Avi. I'll be honest. I'm very, very wary of any assignment that says take as long as you need or as much space as you need. I like to try and give it some bounds, especially since we've got a limited amount of attention from our audience.
Okay.
But also, I'm I'm wondering, I mean, all of these are going to bleed together a little bit. Do we want one statement of problem for the entire working group? Do we? Yeah, I'm thinking out loud here, but I don't want to repeat.
I think the fee consideration and the who should get support and the what types of support, they did end up having separate problem statements. When the work teams went away, they went away with what we thought were two problem statements, at least implicitly, and what turned out to be really three implicit problem statements. It's not for me to set bounds on pages here, but I would say if it was longer than two pages, we're probably in the solution space.
Okay. We'll make an effort.
Okay, as I say, and you know, right, and basically, yeah, we do want people to pay attention to the solutions. So we should be careful, but we need to frame it somehow. And we should come back and discuss what people contribute on the list. Okay. The next part is the working group recommendations to start walking through the document. What I did here was I basically just changed the wording a little to say originally working group 1 was tasked with meeting the working group's charter objective 2. And, of course, that goes into, I guess, part of the problem statement is going back to the charter. I should have thought of that earlier. To identify how the application fee could be reduced and or and then a brief discussion of the process that went on, and then the proposals. So I've been talking this whole meeting. I see Tijani has his hand up. Evan, can I ask you to start doing this part of the walkthrough? Do you have? I'm putting you on the spot. I'm sorry, but I feel like I've been talking the whole time. Do you have Adobe support today?
Yes, but badly. Okay. Yeah, I do have it on my screen. I do have it available.
Okay. And I have Tijani with his hand up, and then I'll pass the talking over to Evan, and I want to say that because I have to catch a plane, I will be leaving right at 10. Thanks. So Tijani and then Evan, it's yours.
Okay. Thank you. It's only a text problem. It's not a substantive problem. In the eighth line, there is an end that you have to remove. The beginning of the line is then reviewed the document, the comments, not and the comments. This and is not in its place.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like one of my blips.
Also in the 11th and the 10th line, in non-English language and from comments received, it's a repetition.
Okay.
And during the workshop, etc.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'm sure
there is something missing, Avery.
Okay.
You didn't speak about the African statement, so I added, and also according to the AFRA law, AFRI-ICANN statement on the report on the support to applicants for new GTLDs developed in Brussels.
Okay, that Carla, do you have Carla? Since you're holding the pen on this, do you have his comment?
I have. You want me to put it up the screen?
No. In terms of the comments he just made, do you know where they are in the document? Do you? And as I want to make sure that as people give these corrections, you've located them and can say, yep, I've got that one.
Okay.
So that's why I was just checking with you if you caught the comments.
Do you want me to repeat, Carla?
I would like that, please.
Yes, okay. The first thing is line 8. The third word, and, is not in its place. We have to remove it. In the tenth line, there is a repetition. From comments received, it was said in the line before, so we can remove it. And at the end, I added, because there is no mention to the AFRI-ICANN statement, I have added, and also according to the AFRA law, AFRI-ICANN statement on the support to applicants for new retail deals developed in Brussels.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Evan, there's also an instance of the word form that says from, or the other way around. It says form, but it's supposed to say from.
And right, and the comments should probably be pluralized, and from comments received during the workshop held at. Yep, that's me. That's my fumble-fingered typing. I apologize.
Quite forgiven.
Okay, yes. Also, I forgot to mention in passing this over that I had sent an email that Tijani did send a very complete set of requirements of corrections and comments and such, so... okay, I'm going to stop talking now.
Avery, you're actually doing pretty good, but if you want a breather, it's up to you.
Okay, well, there's only 10 minutes left, so it doesn't really matter. Okay, so do you want me to continue? Is that it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, then we get down to under the background. We had basically a comment from Tijani in his, says, in keeping with the principle of, and where is that?
Of full.
Right.
Yeah, I want to remove full. We decided on it when we did the snapshot. You remember, Alan? You gave the solution, Alan.
I was muted. Yes, I remember. I agree. I don't remember the rationale, but I remember having the discussion.
Yes.
Where are we? I'm sorry, it's not
right.
Clear.
We're in the background.
Fourth line of background.
Right, fourth line of background. Thank you.
Thank you.
Where it says to accommodate applications. No.
In keeping with the principle of cost recovery, not full cost recovery. That's the change. And it was discussed at length when we was doing the snapshot.
Right. So does anyone object at this point to that correction, I guess, question?
We could always have the discussion all over again.
Right. Well, we don't need to have the discussion over again if no one's objecting. It's just that what I'm trying to do in my perhaps clumsy way is to make changes carefully. If there's a consensus, you know, at least a passive consensus that there's no problem with making the change someone recommends, we make it. If there's an active discussion, then we set it aside and have more discussion. So on hearing no objection to this one, that one can go through. Carla, you've got that?
Got it.
Okay, thanks. And basically, okay, then we go into process. Please, you know, let me know if you've got comments on any of these at the moment. The discussion is semi-driven at the moment by Tijani because he did contribute a concrete set of recommendations that's easy to go to. So basically, I don't know if there's comments before this, but Tijani, I guess, wanted to delete the line. Under proposals one,
yes,
we have his first major recommendation there. Hopefully, I didn't miss one. Delete the line. We expect very few applicants relative to the number of total applying to meet the criteria for assistance. So the financial burden of waiving these fees should be minimal. And basically, I can read your explanation. If we consider the total number of applicants is 500, what is very few? Less than 10? I don't think it is appropriate to justify our proposal by the few number since we don't know it. And the Resolution 20 expressively mentioned that ICANN aims to ensure that the new GTLD program is inclusive along the lines of the organization's strategic objectives. Does a very few number of applications supported make the program inclusive? And I've got Alan and then Andrew. Alan, please.
I think the general statement is a very important one because we need to, once people start bristling saying, you're telling us to give away money, where are we going to make up the shortfall?
And so the fact that it's relatively a small number, I think, is a very important statement. I would suggest changing the word very to relatively, but leave it there. I think for people who are going to viscerally object to anything which implies ICANN reduce its revenue because of this, we need to make the reassurance that we're not expecting half of the applications to fall into this bin.
Okay, thank you. Andrew?
I agree. I think I was going to suggest that we don't want to the idea of being inclusive it means that it's open to all, but does not necessarily mean that it should be, that the process should be open to all, but it doesn't necessarily mean that everyone is eligible to receive support. I think that how we state it, though, is important. I wouldn't want to understate either, because then the danger is that people look at this and say, well, this isn't that important then. So I think the way we state it needs to show that it's important, but just not a window that's open for where a lot of different applicants will receive funding.
Okay, thank you. Tijani, can you accept Alan's change of very to relatively instead of the dropping of the sentence, or
it's better. It's better. Relatively, it's better.
Okay. We could also change should be minimal to should be reasonable or something
yes.
like that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we expect relatively few applications to meet the criteria for assistance, so the financial burden of waiving these fees should be, what was the end?
Reasonable.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Anyone object to making the changes that way? Okay, Carla, do you have those?
Yes, I have to change. Relatively.
Okay. Relatively and the end, replace minimal with reasonable.
Got it.
Okay, thank you. And, of course, we'll pass through this text again. People will have a chance to review it again. Those not on the call can obviously review and comment as well. Okay. Let me see. We got 5 more minutes. Anyone else have comments at this section? Looking at Tijani's document, the next issue comes up in point 4. So does anybody have anything, or do we have anything from our comments that suggests that we need changes to either 2 or 3. Okay. Then in 4, Tijani recommends the removal of another sentence.
Can I explain?
Please do. Yes. When I was reading it, I wasn't sure whether it was better for me to read or you to explain.
Yes, I will explain it. If you read the budget FY11, you will see that .org and .name don't pay the fixed fees, and they pay only 20 cents per transaction. So we don't have to put 25 cents, since it can be 20 only. And any cent is very important for those needy people. So the change I proposed is to remove 25 cents and to add at its minimum value used so far.
Okay, I didn't quite understand, because I'm looking at your document here and I'm trying to understand the change you just said. If minimum, because I saw you deleting, if minimum is absolutely required, then consider lowering this by 50%. And what you're suggesting changing it to is?
I am suggesting to change the, because we mentioned the 25 cents per transaction. And it is possible to have less than 25 cents per transaction, since now .org and .name pay 20 only. And they don't pay the fixed fees. So it's possible to do the same, at least the same, for the needy applicants.
Okay, Michele.
I'm going to have to drop off in a second, but just dealing with this here specifically, if you look at the budget, the current budget for what the current registries are paying, they're not all on a per transaction fee. For example, .museum only pays $500 a year. And that's all they pay, full stop. Whereas, say, with VeriSign or the opposite end of the scale, they pay a much higher amount per annum, but and then other ones are paying a per-transaction fee. So my understanding of what Dejan is talking about is not to take this 25 cents transaction fee as being a given, but to look at either reducing the transaction fee significantly for these identified TLDs or looking at a different way of them funding ICANN. I know I've got to go, so I've got to get on to another call. Thanks, bye.
Okay, this sounds to me like an issue that we probably should have slightly more conversation on, and it being 9:58. So I suggest that we continue this one on the list and that at Thursday's meeting we pick up from this particular topic.
At the same spot, yeah.
At the same spot, yes. And as I say, it's unlikely that I'll be at that meeting, so I've well announced in ahead. Is that okay with people? So, okay, I see two hands. No, I see Michaela's hand is not still up. I believe he left. Alan?
Yeah, I just wanted to say it seems to be an issue that we're all violently agreeing with each other, so we just need to wordsmith something that covers everything we've been saying.
So if somebody's got a good suggestion of wording, please put it on the list.
Okay. And so on Thursday, we'll pick up here at page 8.
Okay. Anything else at this point?
Thank you, Avery.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Avery. Yeah. Safe travel.
At the end of the paragraph, I suggested that we remove the last sentence. If a minimum is absolutely required, then consider lowering the fees by 50% for qualified applicants.
I think the point is there are a bunch of options, and we may want to capture all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And I'll certainly talk to you all next week. Bye.
All right.